266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. President Biden will go to Israel on Wednesday.
The president will hear from Israel what it needs to defend its people as we continue to work with Congress to meet those needs.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken making the announcement less than an hour ago in Tel Aviv. He sent a warning to anybody thinking of joining with Hamas and attacking Israel.
President Biden will underscore our crystal clear message to any actor, state or non-state, trying to take advantage of this crisis to attack Israel. Don't. To that end, he's deployed two aircraft carrier groups and other military assets to the region.
The White House says the president will also go to Jordan for talks with Jordan and Egyptian leaders and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. CBS's Holly Williams in Tel Aviv has been talking with some of the 360,000 Israeli reservists who've been called up to fight.
Many of them have told us that that they want to go and fight in the Gaza Strip, that they see it as their duty. Of course, they must know, as everyone else knows in this country, that if they go in there, they're very likely going to see some quite bloody fighting.
And a ground operation is expected to start imminently. 71-year-old Joseph Shuba spending the night in a Joliet, Illinois jail a day after police said he stabbed and killed a 6-year-old Palestinian-American boy and wounded his mother. CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
Prosecutors say Shuba targeted the family because they are Muslim and because of the ongoing conflict in the Middle East.
When this individual said, "You Muslims must die," this was a message not to the boy and the mother. This was to all of us.
Today, Shuba was charged with multiple counts, including first-degree murder and hate crime.
He was the family's landlord. The boy's funeral was held today. At a campaign event in Iowa, former President Trump has responded to a judge's order not to talk about people who may be involved with his trial for trying to illegally overturn the 2020 election.
They put a gag order on me, and I'm not supposed to be talking about things that bad people do. And so we'll be appealing very quickly.
Law enforcement officers in Georgia looking for four inmates who escaped from the Bibb County Jail in Macon.
One of the jailbreakers is a murder suspect. Bibb County Sheriff David Davis desperately wants to find them.
This is an all-hands-on-deck situation when something like this happens. So we certainly want people to call in. We have Crime Stoppers.
Davis says the group escaped through a damaged second floor window and cut a fence in the wee hours of the morning. They had a getaway driver waiting in a blue Dodge Challenger outside the jail. Bill Caiaccio for CBS News Atlanta.
This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Waukesha police report Kias were stolen from the downtown area in the past week. Now that car company is trying to reduce the allure of that brand. Kia America will be hosting an anti-theft software upgrade service center this weekend. Southeast Wisconsin was selected as part of a national effort to support law enforcement and to help local Kia dealers process free anti-theft software upgrades. No appointment is required for the events, which will take place at Mayfair Mall in Wauwatosa. A report in the Milwaukee Business Journal says Harley-Davidson dealers have reported significant sales declines in the third quarter, with many experiencing double-digit percentage drops. A surge in interest rates has been a contributing factor, impacting consumers who finance their motorcycle purchases. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
To be restored to Anwar.
Yep.
Excellent news. We'll take it. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com.
Are you tired of think tank approved corporate news and commentary? Are you tired of CEOs telling you what to think, who to hate, and who to vote for? Well, welcome to the Rick Smith Show. We don't take orders from some boardroom, and we don't do focus groups or talking points. We don't work for them, and we never will. I'm Rick Smith, and I work for you. Join us daily at thericksmithshow.com and download the podcast and never miss a minute. You're listening to the best of The Rick Smith Show.
Welcome back to The Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So on Tuesday, Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey and Georgia Congressman Hank Johnson held a press conference to announce legislation to expand the Supreme Court from the current 9 to 13. The idea being the stated goal, restore legitimacy to the court. Can you believe we have to talk about this in this day and age? But here we are. Senator Markey highlighted what he said was head-spinning hypocrisy and called for undoing Republican thievery. Hit a chord with me when he said, hey, don't agonize, organize. Don't get mad, get to work. And that's why we've asked Senator Markey to come share some thoughts with us on how maybe we move this forward. Senator, thanks for taking time for us.
I love being with you. Thank you.
So this is not a new concept. It's happened some 86 years ago. What are the chances this legislation is going to move and we're going to actually get some sanity into the court? What are the chances of this getting through?
It's inevitable that it's going to move. And thank you for saying it's happened before. Originally, the Supreme Court only had 6 members on it. It's determined by Congress, not by the Constitution. And Abe Lincoln actually expanded it to 10 seats. Then it got reduced down to 9 seats, which is where it has been. So it's not 9 forever etched into the United States Constitution.